Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
So when we hear that a report commissioned by the Collison brothers, no less, and written by economist Alan Ahern, has been published, your ears begin to twitch a bit. That's what happened this week with the publication of a report looking at the future of Irish industrial policy in an ever-changing world. Delighted to welcome John Fitzgerald. He's the adjunct professor of economics at TCD to talk me through this report and what it said. John, you're very welcome to the programme. Is it not the best kept secret in the world that we are over-reliant on foreign direct investment? Did we need another report to tell us this?
No, what the report is interesting in suggesting how you promote Irish businesses to take over some of the running from multinationals. Not that you want to get rid of them, but we are very dependent upon them. But we would also like to see a bigger domestic sector. But already the domestic firms, for example, in the professional services sector, which is dominated by Irish companies rather than foreign companies, is and exports most of its output. Irish companies are doing well there. The thing is that they're small. When you think of the big companies, they're in IT, Stripe, Collison Brothers, are in manufacturing, the big pharmaceuticals. So some of it is happening, but it's a bit below the radar because they're small, but yeah. Lots of them.
Yeah. John Collison has argued quite publicly that there's too many regulators, government departments, public agencies and non-governmental organizations placing too many constraints on large-scale infrastructure. Is that the kernel of this? That maybe his frustration here is the reason that he actually commissioned this report?
I think he had an article in the Irish Times a few months ago arguing very forcefully on the problems of building infrastructure in Ireland and the need to build infrastructure, including housing. So on that, he is right. And we're beginning to see some action in terms of potential legislation, but we need to move much faster there. But in promoting business, you can look at it, we in Ireland should be doing X, but actually on some of the areas, it's going the European route would be better. Like Michael McGrath, the commissioner during the last week, has announced a new small companies can set up on a European.
I saw that, yeah, within 24 hours.
Yeah, that's good. But also, and the government seemed reluctant about this, to hand over regulation of the financial sector to a European level. The problem is that, and it would be interesting to hear the Collison brothers talking about sort of they began in Ireland, but they're in the US, but they, being Irish, still have a major shareholding in the company. But what were the obstacles to growing the business here? And one of the things is in Ireland, finding venture capitalists, we're a very small market.
Yeah.
So doing this at a European scale to develop European business, in particular the financial sector, if you think of what they do, it's a payments business involving both IT and the financial sector. It might be better if you could grow that on a European scale rather than just looking Irish.
Yeah, and like one example, and it's an obvious one, is that if you let tech entrepreneurs thrive, you know, that's one way of displacing our over-reliance on multinationals.
Yeah, but the thing is that if they're going to thrive, they're going to have to sell on a much wider market. And the obvious market is the European market. Make it easier to sell financial services across the EU market, and that would involve European regulation rather than just regulation in Ireland. So that if you're authorised to operate in one jurisdiction, you can operate across the EU. So I think this isn't just an Irish issue. This is getting Europe to work.
Yeah. Also, though, do we not have competition within Europe for foreign direct investment? So, you know, we don't really want the French or the Germans taking what the Americans are giving to us.
Well, if you think about it, where we have specialised expertise in the IT sector and the pharmaceutical sector, for example, A lot of the startups in the pharmaceutical sector, what happens at a European scale, you have a startup, they develop a new drug, and they're then bought out by one of the really big multinationals, Eli Lilly, although Novo Nordisk, the Danish company, or Sanofi and Novartis, the French companies, are also doing that. So it's a question of can startups grow to the scale of these really big companies,
yeah,
or will they all be taken over? Like one Irish company, 20 years ago, Havoc, which did the software for the graphics and computer games. They began in Ireland, then moved headquarters to San Francisco because that's where you get the venture capital. And they were eventually bought out by Intel. So you have startups, but will they progress to being major players on their own? We do well out of it. Companies that start up here and then are bought out, but the expertise may remain in Ireland.
Okay. Well, John, it's always good to catch up. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for that. That was John Fitzgerald there, the adjunct professor of economics at Trinity College in Dublin.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.